Some years, the moon's nightly motion mimics the sun's daytime path across the sky. Other years, the moon never quite ascends as high as the sun. But the most dramatic part of the cycle is the brief 3-year period when the moon gets much higher than the sun. That time is now. We are now entering the period when the moon can get strangely high up. The ultra-highest full moon of 2020 happens this Tuesday night at midnight. This, the 13th full moon of the year, will be 2 moon widths higher up than the sun ever attains here, even on the summer solstice. Go ahead, check it out Tuesday night at midnight. See how the full moon makes you barely cast any shadow at all, as it misses the zenith by only 18 degrees. And this thinner, drier air it shines through allows it to look unusually white and bright. If you live away from city lights, you'd never guess that this full moon is 450,000 times less bright than sunlight because it looks so brilliant. An additional effect happens as well, so that on years like this one, it also reaches positions when it's unusually low down, so that this year's lowest full moon will be noteworthy too, next June, when the moon is barely able to climb a quarter of the way up the sky, even at its highest. From truly northern places, like Fairbanks, it won't come high enough to even clear the horizon. That's right, Fairbanks simply will not have a full moon this June. It will never rise. Such strange and extreme goings-on by the moon were marked in ancient cultures with drums and ceremonies. Today, local ordinances prohibit such exuberance, and human sacrifices are strongly discouraged. But if pagan rituals are not your cup of tea, you should still take a peek at the highest full moon of the year. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.